Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member. And in this short clip, what I'm going to be going over is how to retrieve data.gov data. And now, data.gov has a lot of different types of data. However, when we're thinking about data, geospatial data more specifically, then you have to retrieve them in specific places. So the U.S. Census has a lot of different information. However, some of this is kind of hidden after there was a change in the website. So the best place to retrieve data is data.gov. So remember that. And then if you want to retrieve the geospatial data, you just go on the main page. You just go data. And then, as you can see, already there's a lot of information that's coming in with each of the data set. Now, what you can do is to kind of shrink this down is use, for instance, human health. And when you take a look at human health, it takes a little, some time to populate. And you can see there's multiple different types of data sets that's available on a geospatial context. So you want to select human health, and then you want to select geospatial as well, because those are some selections that you want. So again, not only are you looking at human health, more importantly, you're looking at the geospatial types of data sets that are available. So as you can see, when you select both, then you have 48 data sets. When you remove human health, then you have 238,000 data sets available. So that this is kind of your choice, however you want to do this. There is just so many opportunities here to have a variety. What I want to bring your attention to is there are CSV files that you can use. For instance, R utilizes this, and then some other programs as well. And then there's different types, some of them known as shape files, that are specifically made for geospatial programs. However, this is something that is only usually used with ArcMap or QGIS. So this summarizes kind of what is available. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.